But you know, when I was sick, when I was with Estelle, it was even worse. You know, you like your woman to say, what's that, honey, you're sick? Here, let me help you. You see, one time we had this party we'd been looking forward to going to. It was a Friday night just like this, and I was feeling a little low-key just like this. And I said, Estelle, I got fever and chills, and I don't think I'm going to be able to make the party. Well, instead of saying, okay, honey, why don't we just call up the Joneses and I'll tell them that my honey's sick and I got to stay here. We'll fluff up your pillow and what do you want to watch on TV? We'll get something nice for you and you'll be all cuddled up. And if you need anything, now she'd say, what? You don't want to go to the party? Oh, geez, that's just great. Hey, that's just great. I'd say, well, you know, if you want to, you can go by yourself. She said, would you mind? I said, well, no. So she'd go to the party and leave me home under the covers, fever, chills. Stagger into the bathroom to get my own water. Nobody to support me while I was tinking. Then finally I'd drift off into an uneasy sleep about 2 o'clock in the morning. She'd come slamming through the door. She'd come into the bedroom and sit down heavily on the bed, reeking of cigarette smoke and booze on her breath. I said, Estelle, the smoke, the booze. And then I noticed that she had dirty knees. She said, you want me to take a shower? I said, nah, just floss your teeth and come to bed.
TGIG. Thank God it's great.